This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Over the past century, Filipino Americans have become a significant but under-recognized ethnic subgroup. They're the second largest Asian population in the United States, after Chinese, and a good many of the 600,000 Filipino Americans in California reside here in the North Bay. Delia Lanosa-Rapola, president of the Sonoma County chapter of the Filipino American National Historical Society, says their numbers in this county have been moving sharply upward over the past few decades.
In Sonoma County, we started out in the 70s, there were only about 100. Then in the 80s, it went up to 400. In the 90s, it was approximately about 1,200. And then the last census, they were up to around 2,300. Since that time, though, some statistics that we have looked at through Asian studies research show that there's about 6,000 now Filipino Americans of mixed heritage, also not just pure Filipino Americans living in the Sonoma County area.
Higher rates of intermarriage were virtually inevitable for the Filipino men who came to California during and after the 1920s because few women came with them, and Rapola notes, because of legal restrictions here.
There were laws in place that did not allow them to marry Caucasian women. So you will find that in Sonoma County and in other places in California and other states that many of them married into the Native American, the Mexican cultures. Some of them did cross state lines and go to Mexico to get married to Caucasian women.
Most of the Filipino immigrants were encouraged by missionaries in their homeland to cross the Pacific and seek their fortunes here. But Rapola says their experience when they arrived was quite different from what they had been led to expect.
The pensionados came here to pursue education because they were told in the Philippines by their American teachers that they could pursue an education here. Unfortunately, they found that there were some things that were not actually available to them, and so most of them ended up working in the agricultural fields.
The very first Filipinos to settle in North America came much earlier as crew members on the merchant ships that shuttled between Manila and Acapulco in the 18th and 19th centuries.
A lot of the sailors that were on the Manila galleons were Filipinos, and some of them jumped ship on the California coast. There's documentation in the late 1700s that some of them went across Veracruz to Louisiana and there established a village. Unfortunately, a lot of the settlement was washed away due to the hurricanes, I think, in the 80s, and then totally now after what happened recently.
Well, that history now is lost. Rapola says the story of Filipino Americans in Sonoma County has been collected in a newly completed documentary film titled Remembering Our Manongs.
Manong is actually a word for elder, elder brother. In the United States, it was actually a term for the brotherhood or the brothers. They came from all different regions of the Philippines. So that was a term that they used for each other because they all worked together with what we call the Bayanihan spirit, which is collective community assistance.
There will be a free public showing of Remembering Our Manongs at the Sonoma County Office of Education tomorrow afternoon and another next Saturday at the Finley Center in Santa Rosa. Both begin at 1 p.m. We've got details and more background information on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.